Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is not an ideal situation for anyone to be in.
All right.
And I get that using logic for allegations these men may be facing, it could be a waste of time.
Mm.
But if you are doing this intimate thing with two other men.
What the hell are you doing,
man? You'd think at minimum, Kimmy, you'd have your story straight.
Oh.
Intimate would they be? Yeah, I have a plan.
It's the most intimate thing you can do without having sex with someone.
But two guys.
Three guys. Look how interested Tommy is all of a sudden.
So one guy's got to hold the other guy down?
You're hanging out in the break room, watch just classic rock, 96.5 WC.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to tell you. Quietly,
intimate, non-sexual thing.
Wait patiently for me to tell you the story.
Three amigos could do.
You can just patiently wait for me to tell you the story. Instead of running your stupid mouth, you can do that.
All right, let's see.
We'll jump right into it.
Jump in.
This story comes to us from the town of Greece. On Tuesday, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, police were called to the parking lot of the Walmart on Dewey Avenue, across the street from the old Wendy's that used to have that sunroom in it that we talked about the other day.
Oh, yeah. So what happened?
There was a significantly damaged vehicle that looked like it had just been involved in a crash that was sitting in the parking lot.
Okay, but there's people in the car?
There are people in the car. And that's the weird part of this story. When police got there, not only did they discover there were three people in the car,
they also discovered,
the car had been stolen.
Oh,
inside were three men, ages 40, 42, and 55.
Ooh, this is some old cats, man.
And again, keep in mind, this is 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
The three men inside the car were asleep.
What do you mean? They was just in an accident.
They were sleeping. Together.
Yep.
Wait.
In the car, all smashed
car
up.
Car stolen. Yep. Looks like it was just recently in an accident.
Needed a nap.
It is stopped in a parking lot in a broad daylight.
Napsies.
And they're not like knocked out from the accident or anything.
No.
They're just taking a nap.
40, 42, 55, all three of them in this car, sleeping.
I can appreciate the nap part. I can get my head around at that time of day. The rest of it, no.
The men were awoken from their slumber. And they were asked who owned the car and where they were coming from.
Yeah.
According to the police, all three men gave conflicting accounts of where the car came from and why they were there. So, the trio were arrested, and they were charged with a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm.
The three men have court dates coming.
Yeah. All right.
So, you've all decided to sleep together in this allegedly stolen car.
Yeah.
In broad daylight, in the middle of a busy Walmart parking lot. But before you did that, none of you figured out maybe you should come up with a story in case someone knocks on the window?
That would help before you nod off for the afternoon?
Seriously. Yeah. Like, they had to know if the allegations here are true.
Yeah.
How suspicious, Kimmy, this situation looked.
I guess. Maybe they thought nobody was going to notice them sleeping in a parking lot.
But if I walk past a car and I see three dudes taking a nap in a car at 3 o'clock, something's going on.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Like, something as simple as just being on the same page before you took a snooze would not be the hardest thing to pull off. And here's the thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Or just pull off someplace else that's a little bit more secluded.
Well, where else do you go?
Yeah.
Well, something even more
shady. That's going to look even more suspicious.
I don't know.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You know these men were in a bad way.
Yeah.
Because they all decided to sleep together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
You have nowhere to go.
You're not in the army.
Here. Well, you have nowhere to go if you're sleeping in a car, period.
But that's
if you're
not...
sharing that space and sleeping in it, it's not. You're probably not in a great spot.
I'm going to make a statement, and if you disagree with me, Tommy, I want you to say it. You ready?
Mm.
There is nothing worse as a man than having to sleep in the same room as another man.
Oh, it's the worst. And we used to have to, you know, when you travel, sometimes we had to do it in comedy and things, mm-hmm. or, you know. Yeah, it's the worst.
It's like the top five worst thing to do. You are forced as an adult, as a man, sleep with another man in the same room. Think about what that car smelled like.
Yeah.
With those three dudes sweating. You got your hot sleep breath, tight little space.
If there's three men sleeping in a space, at least one of them is snoring. At least one.
Gassing.
Yeah.
Belching.
Yeah. Bro, think about just the noises that a 40, 42, and 55-year-old would make falling asleep.
It's got to sound like an orchestra of, like, body fluids.
I was also wondering, too, like, how they were arranged. Like,
yeah, how big is this car?
Front seats taken, and then somebody in the back.
All right, so, two sleep up front.
Yep, you sleep back like that. And
by the way, when you sleep like that, like, sitting up, your ass is snoring for sure.
Yeah.
And then the one guy in the back's curled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But your heads are all going to be next to each other, right?
Yeah.
All right. When is the last time you had to sleep in the same room as another man?
As another man?
Do you remember?
Yes, it's when we did, when the show went down to Miami for one of the Bills games.
Okay.
And the producer and I, the last time was with Joe Tate. And I got that crazy story. A really crazy story.
You had to sleep in the same room as Joe Tate.
Yeah, so Joe Tate and I shared a room. We were in the Bahamas. For the show.
For those who are new to the show, Joe T, a producer on the show for a long time.
Joe T is covered from head to toe in ink. He owned Physical Graffiti. Even the tip of his dong is tattooed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So T and I had to share a room.
That was unnecessary information.
Well, I mean, you know, we're just trying to paint a picture here.
I'm going to go a little bit better because we ordered room service because it was our last night there.
Yeah.
So T at the time had low testosterone. He had to give himself a shot every night. So T is sitting on the edge of his couch, the bed, giving himself a needle in his thigh.
Yeah.
I'm in the bathroom in just my tidy whities brushing my teeth.
What an image.
Here comes room service into the room. The dude wheels this tray of food into the room. You get this burly, scary, inked up dude, a Twinkie brushing his teeth, and the dude on the bed is shooting up. The dude just looks at it, looks at T's tattoos, and goes, "Wow, those are really interesting." Doesn't even wait for a tip; he's gone, man.
Well, the tip was tattooed already.
Yeah, totally.
All right, with this story out of Greece from the other day, again at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, three men were found inside a smashed-up car in the parking lot of Walmart, ages 40, 42, and 55. All three men were asleep in the car. When police arrived and woke them up, they were asked who owned the car, where it came from. All three of them, according to police, gave conflicting accounts of where, what they were doing, where everything came from. They were all arrested, charged with a bunch of stuff. But you know these guys were in a bad way because top five worst thing you can do as a grown-ass man is having to sleep in the same space as another grown-ass man. And the way that I see it, there are three exceptions to this. If you are a man sleeping with your son, okay, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. All right,
you got to do it sometime. If you are a child, a grown-ass person sleeping in the same room as your dad, not ideal, but you can handle it. And if you are sleeping with a sibling, grown-ass man sleeping with your brother sharing a hotel room.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but you don't want to do any of it.
Agreed. Preferably you're alone.
Yeah, you should be in the army when you're sleeping with other men.
I mean, like that's just it. Outside of the military, being forced to do it, there is no way that most men are volunteering to share a sleeping place.
Yeah.
And you don't realize how gross some people are until you have to sleep in the same room with them. Right?
Men are just gross.
Well, but you find out a whole bunch of intimate things that they think are normal, their bedtime routine, what they wear to bed, how often they get up, what they first do when they wake up.
What they wear just lounging around.
Well, you don't like pajama pants. I know where this is coming from.
Yeah, and I also don't like underwear boy.
Wait, like if I was, okay, so like if we, let's say we're going to go do a show event and our company, we're only getting one hotel room for Tommy and Duffy.
There.
And I'm wearing my boxer briefs around the room.
Are they boxers or are they underwear?
No, they're like the tight ones.
Yeah, no.
I don't wear boxers. I wear boxer briefs.
Yeah, boxers are fine, full length boxers.
No.
Full length, like to your knees.
More like normal, you know.
Like my boxer briefs.
Like short shorts.
But yours are skin tight.
They come down mid-thigh.
But they're underwear.
Yeah.
I went traditional old man Clint Eastwood boxers.
See, that makes me more uncomfortable.
Why? Because they cover everything.
No,
up.
But I'm technically covering again. More skin.
Yeah, but they're all skin tight.
With the longer boxer briefs.
I don't want to look at your skin tight ball britches.
I feel like you guys are complaining because you're getting an image of what it's like to share a hotel room with yourself.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
It's really just because like all the things you're saying are just stuff that your wife deals with every night.
Yeah, but that's the deal.
Right, but I'm saying, but that's my point, is like the things you're complaining about are the things that you probably do. You just don't want two of you in the same room.
And I'm very neat. I'm super ass neat. You know that. Like, you know how I am about stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, when I get into a hotel room, I set myself up nice, mm-hmm. but neat. And like, slob boy in his skin tight britches over there just slobbing it out.
Why am I slob boy? I don't even take stuff out of my bag until I need it. Just like, you wouldn't even know I'm there.
All right.
I mean,
we've never shared a room.
No, why would we?
Because we were on the road.
That
yeah, no, but I was definitely smarter than that. Hey, you want some alcohol? Why don't we share a room too? How stupid do I look? Oh, I'm 16. Okay. Kimmy, do women not have an issue sharing?
I wouldn't think twice about sharing a hotel room with my friends.
All right, let me
ask. But girls are very intimate with each other. They're like, very comfortable with their bodies and with each other.
Okay, you're letting porn sully your mind.
No.
People like their space.
Well, sometimes.
I mean,
no,
I
but
like
girls can share
I'd
clothes.
I prefer to have my own space, but I would have no problem sharing a space with one of my friends.
They could cuddle up and watch television together.
All right, so let's say us and PXY.
Yeah.
Right, we all went down on a trip to broadcast remotely in Nashville,
right.
maybe,
yeah.
right? And you got to share a room with Breezy. Would that be a problem?
I mean, I'd be covered in glitter, but, but I would
Well, because that would happen with me and Moose. Yeah, could you share a room with Moose?
No, it'd be a nightmare. It'd be an effing
me,
nightmare.
Me, you, and Moose, one room. Two beds and a cot.
Here's why you, me, and Moose would be okay. We could crush you? Moose.
Yeah. We would team up on him.
Yeah, we would. Yeah. Yes, we would team up on him. I think it would be more awkward if it was just Moose and I.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying?
All right.
But if it was you, me, and Moose, I'm cool with it.
All right.
But no, I do not want to share a room with Moose. And I don't want to share a room with both of you. I wouldn't volunteer for it.
The problem with sharing a room with guys, at the end of the night, if you're on the road, you're all drunk.
Yeah.
You're going back to that room. If it's any kind of fun thing, you're all blasted, which is even worse.
Yeah, but you'll pass out faster.
Yeah, but it's like before you pass out, the waking up, what you're going to see.
Sure.
What you're going to smell, what you may step in.
Guys' schedules are also never on the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Like if we shared a room, you would be up at, you know,
early
3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, easy.
Looking to go find coffee, and I'm trying to sleep till at least 7 or 8 to get a little right. Like, I don't want that. You turn the TV on, I'll punch you in the head. Shut up. Sit quietly in your bed until I am ready to wake up, you bitch ass bitch.
You've also peed in the room.
I do get
and I don't mean the bathroom.
That's only when
room
when I'm jet lagged or super tired.
Yeah,
it's the only time.
But there shouldn't be any time. You pee on carpet.
Yeah, man.
Unless you're a dog.
Hey, I don't like that I do it. I wish I could not do it.
You're the only person I know that does that.
My dad also does it. Did it.
Wait, really?
Way to throw him under the
bus. Oh, I thought I told the story on there. Did I tell it off here?
I don't think I've ever heard this story.
Okay, I'll tell the story. Sorry, Dad. I remember when I was a kid, like if my dad would go to like a bachelor party, my dad can hold his alcohols. Yeah. But like if there, I have like two or three memories as a kid of my mother waking up screaming because my dad, drunk, had gotten up, opened the dresser drawer, and peed onto his clothes.
Really?
Yes. What are you doing? So I don't know if it's genetic.
Maybe.
Is that a thing?
It's gotta be, man.
Gotta
You're
be.
Both like
yeah.
room peers.
But that had no, I never had that problem until we went to London and then it happened again in Toronto, but I had missed my nap the day before. I didn't get my juice box.
Okay. But that's what, this is what like old confused men do at the nursing home. Not like a younger person.
Guess I just party harder than you, man.
I guess you do, man.
I was rocked in Toronto. I mean, lucky I remember any of that game. Ernie Clement had to carry me back to my room.
Look at that. What a nice kid.
I don't think my husband has shared a room with buddies before. I mean, like,
Well, he's a fireman, man. Well, he shares a room every night.
Yeah, that too. I mean, playing baseball, he always shared a room with a teammate or a buddy. I mean, going on bachelor parties, he always shared a room. So he's been to, like, weddings that I couldn't go to, so he and his buddy would split a room.
That I'm not doing.
Yeah, no, unless it's my brother Ryan.
Really?
Because as a kid, I could do it, but as an older person, there is no way I can share a room with another man.
I don't think it bugs him.
That's weird. I keep an eye out for that.
But that might change as he ages. He's a kid still.
Maybe.
He's not a kid. He's like a year younger than me.
Oh.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Troy. Hey, Troy.
Good morning.
Hey.
So I do ski trips and stuff in the wintertime. And there's some of the guys that come on these trips that want to be in the bunk room. Like, there's always a bunk room with four or six beds in it.
Troy the boy toy.
I would say me. Some of them wanted, that's like, oh, it's so much more fun, and everybody's farting and laughing. And
it's like a adult sleepover.
No, but I don't want that. I don't want that.
Okay, but to his point, I know like a lot of Airbnb, like if you're not going the hotel okay. route, if you're going Airbnb exactly. with yeah. a bunch of people, like a lot, they'll stack as many beds as they can
Man,
in one
I ain't
room.
Doing that. That sounds like some weird religion where we all wake up waiting on that spaceship.
Let me ask you this, though. If there's a trip planned, you want to go on it. All your friends are going. It's going to be super fun. But you have to share a room with three other dudes. You're not going?
I mean, Pass. Yeah. No, I'll go on the trip because I don't want to be that guy.
There is not a trip. There is no
well,
event.
I believe that.
Yeah. Regardless.
What's that?
That's why you're going. Because it's going to be awesome regardless.
It's not
going to
be awesome if I got to sleep with three other
Tommy
dudes.
Tommy doesn't like fun.
Get your own bed.
I don't like hairy ass man
fun.
You don't
like group activities.
Bro, you're so small we could share a bed and we wouldn't touch each other.
Well, that's good.
Except our feet, because I like to rub feet when I'm going to bed.
Gross.
No, come on, rub my feet.
Dang, I'm
going to
get sick.
No, we'll just
man.
Rub each other's feet. The inside
yeah,
of
that's
our
where it starts. Troy. Next thing you know, my ass is on fire.
Troy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the
day. Have a good one.
What?
All right, so like when I sleep with my wife, my wife has to be touching some part of me at all times. Mm-hmm. So it's either our feet or she'll like hold my hand.
Like when you sleep?
Yeah, when we're sleeping.
Oh.
And like that was a thing I thought was weird, but now I've been doing it for so long, it's like a comfort thing for me
you
too.
You need to grab onto somebody's hand.
Do we always have the dog in the bed with us, and the dog likes to sleep on me?
Okay.
So if you could sleep on my chest, it would be great.
Curl right up.
Yeah.
Hunters still do this, right? Like those hunting lodges are just rooms with guys,
a
bunch of beds.
See, at that point, I know guys that'll go on a trip every year and they'll just rent like the most
man
basic,
up, son.
Basic
ain't
lodge.
Showered in a week.
Yeah,
smell like deer guts. Yeah, that's got to be rough, man. Them hunting lodges and fishing shacks. Oh, Jesus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How are we just hearing about this?
What happened?
Thanksgiving is built around this bird.
Yeah.
It is hard to have a celebration.
Wait, the bird?
The bird. The bird, Tommy. Hard to have a celebration without it.
So what's going on?
Well, a story about a local grocery store going above and beyond for its customers shares a detail that could make things harder for all of us to have a Thanksgiving we normally do. And nobody said anything up until now?
So there's a shortage?
We got a problem.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Story on News 8 yesterday. I'm going to read you the headline. Right. You ready? Tops keeps turkey prices low amid supply shortage.
So we're running low on turkeys?
Were either of you aware that there was a turkey shortage?
No.
Right? I have not heard a thing about this. We're a week
away
from Thanksgiving.
So what happened to the turkeys?
All right,
they
so,
ain't banging?
Well, there was the bird flu thing happening. Right?
That's what it is. That and the not banging. No,
not
you
banging?
Idiot.
Because
no,
they got
banging.
The flu?
Story says.
Not tonight, I got the flu. I'm assuming that's what a turkey sounds like when they're horny.
Yeah, they're all 80 for some reason. Story says bird flu, which apparently is still a thing, has driven up the price of birds this year even higher. So last year at this time, turkey was 94 cents a pound. This year, it is 40% higher at $1.32 on average per pound of turkey. But Tops says they feel their customers' pain. They understand that the price of everything is going up, and they say they are going to not only eat the rising cost of their turkeys, they're going to give you a better price than last year.
Oh.
Story on News 8 says Tops will be keeping the price of turkey at the same sale price they had last year of 48 cents a pound.
48? Wow. How can they do that?
I don't know. I don't
know. I'll tell you how.
How?
Volume. Wow, that's a deal.
Not only that, until Friday, if you spend $100 on your grocery trip at Tops in one trip, you'll get $10 towards a Thanksgiving feast. That's I don't know what that means.
All right, so the trimmings, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
who knows?
Maybe some of the extra items.
But if you're looking to save a penny here or there, which, by the way, you can't even do that because they stopped minting pennies yesterday. Last one came off.
Oh, yeah.
That's two ways to try and save money when you're grocery shopping. This is going to be a multiple-store Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Oh,
it usually is anyway, but this even more so.
Well, for you, your wife loves going to multiple stores.
Oh. Yeah.
But the fact that we had to shop, drive it home, go back in the car, go over here, go over there, it's a half a day.
Yeah, I know, and you got so much other stuff going on.
Hey, whatever I got is mine.
You got nothing. Well, you got nothing.
How about a little Tommy time? When do I get a break?
All the time is Tommy time. You were saying, Kimmy?
Do you think, though, if you're not a multi-store person, do you think this would cause you to be a multiple store person? Like, unless I couldn't get an item that I needed, I think I'm still, I don't know if I'm breaking that habit based on cost.
When I read the story yesterday and saw that turkey was 48 cents a pound at Tops, I did the same thing Tommy did. I was like,
But I would love to go to somebody's house because we're not doing it this year.
Yeah.
No turkey. I would love that.
Well, you don't like turkey.
Right. I mean, if they had like ham and, beef.
That's Christmas stuff.
Ham and beef
is Christmas. You're going to get that in a couple weeks.
I want it all the time.
No, man. Turkey is good on Thanksgiving. You put the gravy over it. You have fun with it. You make sandwiches the next day. I'm looking forward to
that. I can make a sandwich out of a ham. I believe they call it ham sandwich where I come from.
Okay. Kimmy, every store seems to be offering different deals on different things right now.
Yeah.
And it's not like, if we're being real, most folks could just walk down the grocery store aisle and grab whatever they want, not thinking.
Price is too damn high, buddy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you are not hosting, if you are hosting and you have a bunch of people coming over, you may have to make a couple of trips to different places just to be able to afford the same amount of food you had last year.
Or you got to give out, hey, you got to bring this, you got to bring that, because a lot of people do that. Like, we're going to somebody's house, and I know my wife's bringing stuff.
Okay, but even if you have people bringing or you're bringing, like, the folks that host are going to spend the most amount of money.
Oh, yeah,
they
for
still
sure.
supply a lot of the
especially basics. If they're going full boat, like if it's a class operation. I mean, if they're not chintzing out.
Yeah, I guess if I
you know the chintz.
So wait a minute. I'm not allowed to chintz out, but I'm also not allowed to go to multiple stores to try and save 10, 20%?
Hey, do what you want. I don't want to know how you made it.
You were saying, Kimmy.
I was going to say, I guess if you're hosting like a big Thanksgiving, like where there's going to be a lot of people and those savings are going to be significant, then maybe you shop around. But if it's just like your immediate family, I don't know how many people are changing their habits.
Well, so something, this actually bleeds into something else we talk about every year around Thanksgiving. We just talked about it like a week ago. Again, 252 WCMF. Story on News 8 says bird flu has led to, again, a shortage of turkeys this year, which has made the price skyrocket. Turkey prices are up 40%.
40%.
From last year 94 cents a pound, this year $1.32, but Tops, trying to help folks save money, I guess, said they'll be selling their turkeys, keeping it at last year's sale price of 48 cents a pound. I feel like I'm doing like the market report on CNBC. Buy, sell. A couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, we told you that Amazon was doing like this $25 Thanksgiving dinner for five. You remember
that?
Yeah. And then every year there are stores, like Walmart's been in the news with like their $40 dinner.
Yeah.
Aldi does a similar thing. And then the Farmers of America, Farm Bureau of America, will come out and say like, hey, you should be able to feed everyone at your Thanksgiving table for like $3.70 a pound.
As long as you don't like them.
And we always laugh at that.
Yes.
But here's the thing. They're basing that on the actual serving size.
Yes.
Which
and
is,
nobody eats the serving. The whole...
Yeah.
This whole holiday is gluttony.
You want leftovers. You're striving for leftovers.
You're pounding.
And that's the problem. Thanksgiving is the only meal every year where cooking enough is not enough.
Right.
Because it is expected that if I go to someone else's house, They are going to cook so much food that everyone who shows up will have enough leftovers.
You get a Tupperware. Yes. You get a Tupperware.
But for multiple days, yeah. Kimmy. Yeah. I, my family, will have leftovers from what you cooked for multiple days.
Yeah.
So look me in the face and be like, oh, don't go from store to store when you got to feed multiple family members for a week.
Well, it depends how top shelf you're going with your stuff. You know, some people go all out.
Well, what is all out to you?
Well, besides the meal, you know, it's the apps, the booze, the desserts. I mean, some people really lay it out.
Well, I think that's at least that's the standard Thanksgiving we're all accustomed to.
Right.
I don't know if that changes. And here's what sucks. It feels like you can't go backwards. It feels like guys like you, dicks like you.
You're don't mean dicks like me.
Down.
Exactly. Like, I have an expectation, and if I don't get that expectation, I'm blaming you. Even though you're the one coming over and chintzing off my ass.
Well, I don't want to come over and I got to look for a drink. Can I get a cracker and cheese over here? I'm freaking starving at 6 o'clock.
Oh, you know what you could do then?
Jesus, can you turn the fireplace on there?
You know what you can do? Go the hell somewhere else.
Well, you invite me.
Yeah, sure. This is what we're doing.
Okay, what are we doing? When's that going to start? Like, I have expectations. Everybody has an expectation when they go to somebody's house of what they're going to get.
Yes, but things change, man.
Well, change good, not change bad.
No, but, like, things outside are changing bad, so why are things inside staying good? You get what I'm saying.
It's funny because there will be stuff that you feel like you have to put out even if nobody touches, but you do it every year.
Like canned cranberries?
Like, stuff like that. Like, maybe one or two people use it and you end up throwing most of it out, but you still... Still comes back every year. You still have to have all the
that
options.
That stream bean cream of crap.
I love that.
Oh, that's
God, that is nauseating.
Bro, you throw that on a sandwich the next day.
How about you throw it out the window? Let the birds eat it.
How about you do that?
Even the birds will pass on it.
Like, Thanksgiving leftovers are so ingrained in American society. James is writing us his favorite leftovers.
Oh.
Best Thanksgiving leftover. Grilled cheese using sourdough bread, white cheddar cheese, turkey, cranberry sauce, and stuffing. It does sound good.
It's pretty loaded up.
But, like, James is already anticipating what he'll be making the next day after someone makes stuff for him. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
All right, with the news that turkey prices are going up, we know that the price of everything else in the grocery store is going up. Mm. If you have family coming over, can you say, don't expect leftovers? Is that okay?
Man, I think up front, that sounds like it's going to be a lousy dinner.
Nice I wouldn't catch. Say it. I wouldn't say it up front.
Nice catch. A lousy
yeah,
dinner.
Yeah, it's just going to be like... There's not going to be enough to go around.
No, but Kimmy, if you don't say it up front, people are going to have expectations and will be disappointed.
Yeah, but they're going to be disappointed if you say it up front because now you're intentionally saying we are making sure we don't have leftovers. Right. What if it just happens?
But it's not going to happen, right? And here's the thing. If you also say don't expect leftovers, people will go in not over-serving themselves so that food stretches further.
Yeah, but it's also a flag that this is not going to be pleasant.
All right, but here's the thing, man. I would rather somebody say don't expect leftovers because my wife does this weird thing where she wants to – we don't have people at our house for Thanksgiving. We do Christmas Eve. Mm. But she loves to cook, so she wants to make a small Thanksgiving dinner every year. So like
at home?
Yeah.
After you've already been
after we've eaten. And it's an argument we have every year. So like if someone were to say in my family, don't expect leftovers, at least my wife can now go out and get the stuff so we have leftovers for a couple of days.
Yeah, but we don't do that. Like if we're going to somebody's house for Thanksgiving, it's just my wife and I, we're just coming home. And like that would suck.
You know what's funny, Kimmy?
What?
Like he's bitching. He doesn't even eat leftovers because he's a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
No, I don't like leftovers. I don't like
Who doesn't like
Thanksgiving leftovers
food.
Are the best leftovers, though.
Thank you.
I don't like reheated food.
No, I would
I would eat it cold. You could eat the turkey cold, make a sandwich.
Yeah.
I would argue not a big sandwich guy.
You're not a sandwich guy either.
I love sandwiches.
Do yeah, but I do, too, but I can't eat them anymore. I can't have the salt and the cholesterol.
You can have a turkey sandwich. Ain't going to kill you. It's white meat. You're good. Put some veggies on that thing, you're golden the next day.
What's a veggie meat sandwich?
That's most sandwiches. You get lettuce, you tomato, onion. What do you mean who eats a
veggie?
Well,
I thought you meant like broccoli or something.
No, you jackass.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Lettuce is a veggie. Tomato's a veggie. Yeah.
I thought you meant like the fixins.
You so dumb.
God, you're so weird.
God.
Well, I gotta watch things. I my health is
But even
bad.
With you watching things, you still have weird food takes. It has nothing to do. Like, leftovers have nothing to do with you eating healthy. You just are weird about leftovers.
Yeah, I don't like stuff like that.
We're getting slammed by James's on Instagram.
Oh, my God. It's not even Saturday for you.
Duffy at WCMF. James 2 writes, new holiday rule. If you don't cook, you don't get leftovers. F them. F them.
Yeah, I also don't like going to people's houses that have too many goddamn rules when you get there.
What are you talking about?
Well, like, stuff like that. You know, like rules and regulations. Can we just eat?
You were invited into their house. You're like, you have the most rules of anybody in your house.
Like, you sit here, you sit there. We're going to hold hands and pray. We got to do this, got to do that.
That's all standard Thanksgiving stuff.
I know. I don't like it. Can I not like
you're
something?
You're getting a free best meal of the year from somebody, and you're going to bitch about their tradition.
Well, it better be the best meal then.
Oh, my God.
Better not be some dry-breasted bird.
Why does anybody invite you anywhere?
I don't know.
Your gravy with skin on it.
Oh, I love gravy skin.
Ugh, that's the nastiest.
I could peel the skin off and eat it.
The God, gravy?
What are you eating, a burn victim?
Like, if I could, like, roll turkey in the gravy, maybe that's what I'll try this year.
What?
You think the gravy skin will hold where I could, like, take the skin, roll turkey and stuff
in it? I hope you don't try that. That is gross.
No, like a spring roll.
You do you.
It'll be like a spring roll, but with gravy skin.
Gravy skin roll.
Brooke writes us on Instagram, I'm never expecting leftovers from someone else's house. Yeah, if I get them, but I won't cry if I won't. That's weird. I've never left one of my family members' house without a Tupperware.
Have you ever been offered and passed on leftovers?
No, you have to take them, even if you don't like it.
We passed them. Because we always say, like, well, because we won't eat it.
It's so rude. It's give it to rude.
Give it to the fatties.
It is so rude.
Like, if you're a fat couple and we're a scrawny-ass couple, give it to the fatties. Let that mean like it's Nebraska.
You say that?
Not to their face, for God's sakes. I just held hands and prayed with the guy.
Patrick,
with
now
his
we're
big old fat sweaty Christian hand.
We're getting all of the leftover suggestions now.
Oh, you want?
Patrick writes, best leftover creation, Thanksgiving burrito. All the mains and sides wrapped in a giant burrito shell, perfect for a day after too many cocktails and
I've
football.
Never heard of the Mexican style Thanksgiving leftover.
That would be good. And if you got a panini
press. Well, we hold everything.
Get a panini press, melt that thing down.
Is that that Italian sandwich?
Like, you don't know what a panini press is.
It's the sandwich.
In those boots.
Yeah, I used to run a stand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, man, get your money. Easy yes. money to be made here. That's fine. I'm not going to judge you for it. No one will judge you for it. But let's not pretend this isn't exactly what this is.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. You wanted the best. You got the best. Kiss! Moves you behind in Detroit. Rock City. So Kiss is no longer touring.
Yeah.
I believe they sold their catalog. I think they sold their name and likeness to a hologram company.
Okay.
So there could be a touring hologram Kiss right. coming soon. But you may not have to wait for touring hologram Kiss to get a little taste of what Kiss was.
Oh, really?
Nick Simmons, the son of Gene Simmons, and Evan Stanley, the son of Paul Stanley, have started their own band.
How old are these dudes?
So one is 35.
I was about to say,
31.
They can't be, they're not young.
Yeah, they're not babies.
Yeah.
So the group is called Stanley Simmons.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And their first single, Body Down, will be released in about 3 weeks.
Body Down.
Body Down.
So are they Kiss-like, or are they going in a different direction?
No, if you are a Kiss fan, do not expect to like them just because of the genetic connection.
Okay. All right. And different I'm genre?
Like some kind of like tribute band.
No. Yeah. That's not what they're doing. And I'm going to read you a sentence that set me off when I was reading this article last night. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Quote, Stanley Simmons said, do I want to put on the makeup and be baby Paul? F no. I got my own thing going. he said before he went back and made music with his dad's partner's kid.
I'm doing my own thing.
You can't say you're doing your own thing when you, as the son of Gene Simmons, are making music with the son of Paul Stanley.
And using your names.
Yes.
You're not even coming up with a creative stage name.
No. No, you're
just,
not.
You're just
Stanley Sims.
You sound like a law firm.
Yeah, you do. You live in L.A., New York, wherever these guys live. Yeah. There are literally 10,000
oh my God.
Top-notch musicians in each of those cities that you could have hooked up with for a project.
In your father's computer system.
Okay, great. Yeah. You're only doing what you're doing here to ride your old man's coattails. And here's the thing. I don't hate you for that. That's fine.
But here's the thing, man. These kids have got to be rich. These guys are rich.
Yeah, but you don't get to live the rock and roll lifestyle.
You're not. Now,
I mean, you did grow up around it. You were
sad.
In the music world.
This looks sad.
I don't think it's sad to want to be a musician.
Yeah.
No, but like...
We've seen musicians' kids, like... You know, I can understand like why you would want to get into something your parent did at any level.
Like, to Kimmy's point, you grew up on
tour. You grew up going to shows, playing instruments. I mean, like, you are in that world.
I get it.
But it's also, Kiss is such a weird band, too.
How so?
Because it's not like you're Bob Dylan's son.
Jacob Dylan, who was the lead singer of the Wall.
It's not like you're John Lennon's son. Singer-songwriters, very creative guys, groundbreaking music, right? This is Kiss, man.
Well,
this is Kiss.
They're one of the most successful rock bands in history.
Maybe the most marketed successful business ideas ever outside of like Margaritaville.
And like, look, be careful because Kiss Army will come for you.
I know,
arguing
I know.
That the musicianship is good and the lyrics are serviceable.
Okay. You know what I'm saying here, man. There isn't like, hey, man, I wonder if he got the gene for makeup and high boots.
No, but he says he didn't. He didn't.
And blood
do that.
Pills. Yeah, come on, man.
But you were probably also around other musicians, not just your dad and his band.
You try to sound like you're on our side and you're not on our side. Like, Kimmy and I are fine with being the music. Like, just come out and say, like, yes, we are taking advantage of being born on third base.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, don't be, I'm not my dad, man. Also, this is my dad's bandmate's son who's also in this band with me. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about Nick Simmons, son of Gene Simmons, and Evan Stanley, son of Paul Stanley. They have started a band together. The band is called Stanley Simmons. They are using their names. Their first single, Body Down, will be released in 3 weeks. But Nick Simmons, the son, went out of his way to say, hey, man, don't expect Kiss, right?
We're doing our own thing. Get ready.
Together. Who do you think the most successful son of a rock star, music-wise, is? Is it Jacob Dylan? Bachman Turner Overdrive, Tal Bachman, who was the son of...
He came around a little bit.
He had a hit. It was She's So High in the early 90s.
Yeah, good-looking kid.
She's so high.
He made
that
the
was
rounds.
It, though, right?
That was his only hit.
I know
there's a monster one we're missing.
Lennon's kid had a good ride.
Nah, he didn't.
Man, he had a good ride.
Name a hit.
Yeah.
Neither of his sons had, like, a hit.
No?
No.
Like, Julian Lennon did not have a hit?
What's his hit? I know Julian Lennon. I've heard...
New York. My dad got shot in New York.
Too soon.
Just in from across the river? New York.
Somebody tweeted Miley Cyrus.
I don't count her dad as a rock star.
No.
He did have a hit.
He had one hit. He's the Julian Lennon of country music.
And she was... obviously more musically talented than he was.
She's more successful than her dad.
That's what I mean.
But I don't.
I mean,
we're talking
about successful musicians.
All right, so the ones I could think of.
I said rock star. I didn't say Billy Ray Cyrus.
All right. You would have to go back to, like, country music probably for anything.
Give me one.
Waylon. No. He did Monday Night Football.
Charlie Daniels.
No.
No. He did Hank.
Hank Williams Sr. and Jr. had to be the most successful father and son combo in the history of music.
Okay.
I mean, think of the money and the songs that Hank Williams wrote tunes. People don't know what he wrote.
Yeah,
the people.
No, you're right. Hank Williams Jr. is a good one. But
other than that, I can't think of one.
In the rock and roll
world. Well, it had to be Frank Sinatra Jr. Because he went in his own direction.
He did it. Dad's way.
I told Julian Lennon, watch out. Tell your dad not to go to New York.
Jake writes us on Instagram. Evan and Nick might be riding coattails. coattails, but they will be more famous than two washed-up DJs in Rochester. First of all, it's a terrible thing to say about Scott and Sandy. Second, no, that's my point. I agree with you. Like, just but just say what it is.
Right.
It's fine. You're stupid not to get this money.
Yeah, if it's just sitting there.
Say what it is.
But don't get cocky.
Exactly.
Like, F you.
Hey, man, you don't know, man.
Step back, daddy.
It is weird that in the rock world, because I agree with you, like, Hank Williams Jr. is the leader in the clubhouse right now. Like, in the rock world, it might be Jacob Dylan, based on how many kids grew up on tour with all of these legendary musicians.
Yes.
Like, none of Mick's kids went in this direction successfully. Keith, no one from Zeppelin, none of the Beatles' kids had, like, a massive hit.
No.
And Paul McCartney's son is a musician. One of his sons is a musician.
Oh, he is?
I mean,
touring musician, yes.
We have seen the sons of musicians fill in their dad's place in a band.
That doesn't count.
Okay.
You're talking about Van Halen's kids.
Well, Wolfgang Van Halen's
there've
one
been
of
a
them.
Few.
Ringo's son's one of them. He just got thrown out of the Who.
Hey, it doesn't fall far from the tree.
Shut
it
up. No, okay.
Just like your daddy.
All right, Wolfgang Van Halen has been very successful. He's in a band now, and I'm blanking, but they have a lot of success in, like, the modern rock area.
But still.
But he's talented. I mean, Wolfgang Van Halen is a talented...
Yeah, he's a good musician.
Yeah, guitarist and bassist.
Yeah.
And that's just it. You do also have to draw a line between talent and success, because it's very possible that Nick Simmons, son of Gene Simmons, and Evan Stanley, son of Paul Stanley, are talented musicians.
Could be.
But the most talented musicians on the planet, you've never heard of.
Yes. Yeah, they're journeymen.
Exactly.
True.
They're session people.
Yeah.
Right?
They fill in the music.
They're musicians, musicians.
Yeah, boy, that's a good one.
Who sang Tightrope? Why am I blanking? It was part of the wall.
Tightrope, baby.
No, you went, up on a tightrope. He looks like Edgar Winter, but he's not Edgar Winter. Why am I blanking right now?
Up on a tightrope.
Yeah. Oh, keep singing it. It'll come to me. Up on a tightrope.
I can see Julian Lennon from up here.
My name is, what's his name? Kimmy, Google tightrope.
Tightrope.
Doesn't matter.
Leon Russell?
Thank you.
Yes.
But like that.
So what about Leon Russell?
That whole group that hung out with Leon Russell are the best musicians that ever existed. Sessions music.
Russell Simmons came out of that group.
Shut up. It's weird that.
Hey, it's tightrope.
I hate everything about you. Everything you stand for. Jerry's writing Ziggy Marley. No, Bob Marley has 19 kids that are touring, currently touring under his name. Which again, get your money.
Yes.
Fine. But just, you know.
So we figured it out. Hank Williams Jr.
There's
is the most successful son. There's no way you're going
to
top that father. Because he's probably, you're talking.
But again, it's country.
Hank Williams was like the godfather of like country music.
No, I agree.
What they call him, the hillbilly Shakespeare.
Kimmy, can you Google most successful rock star son? See what shows up.
Son or kid?
Kid. Let's go kid. Well, yeah, because I can't even think of a woman. Can you? That's going to make us look bad, too, because I'm sure there is one other than Miley Cyrus. And again, I don't
know. Like, you are the daughter of a famous musician, and you hit.
All right, so somebody brought up, when it comes to ladies, Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
This is from Melissa, who's Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Yeah.
I thought she was more of an actor.
Yeah,
I know she has a music career.
Okay. Nora Jones is
It's
Ravi Shankar.
Yes.
Wasn't that really successful, except for like one album?
Okay, now you're going to crap on Ravi
Shankar. Was the concert for Bangladesh?
Yeah, no. And, well,
and how they doing?
He worked with the Beatles.
Where'd the money go?
Bro, he changed the Beatles' sound.
Yeah, thank you.
Lucas Nelson.
Willie Nelson's, kid? I've never heard of
him.
He
has a couple hits, I think.
But it's country.
But
again?
It's like more like folk.
Okay.
Like it's a, you know, very niche.
Yeah.
Let me think.
So it's nobody.
Sean Lennon.
Nope.
No.
So
it's all nobody ever.
Some
here's
of these
the
are
thing.
People like this is not like you said. Like it's famous people's kids. Not
nobody
so
surpassed
much
their old man. Think about that.
Well, other than Miley Cyrus, if you want to count Billy Ray Cyrus.
I don't count Billy Ray Cyrus as a rock. I mean, he had a joke hit.
John and Jason Bonham.
Again.
Yeah, they didn't.
No.
No, there's not a hit.
Enrique Iglesias.
Oh! But that's not rock.
Oh, the women I loved before.
Well, look, enough, enough.
I told John Lennon, do not go out that door.
Will you stop?
Let her go first.
Yeah, there's kind of a long list.
He's just in from across the river. From the soccer match.
I don't think some of these people had music careers. Like, they list Frances Bean Cobain. I don't...
She does, yes.
Does she do music?
No, well, it's Kurt Cobain's kid.
Yeah, but I mean, again...
She did do music, but no, she didn't have a hit.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Pete wants me to remind you,
yes.
He's insisting, Jerry Jeff Walker and Clay Walker, father son.
Okay.
So
forgot about those two.
You got those two
racing
up the charts. All right. I mean, look, if there is one thing, and I got to say, you know, the Wallflowers were pretty big in what, from like 96 to 99?
All right.
And that sounded nothing like Dylan's music.
Very true.
And it wasn't called, you know,
Dylan.
It was called The Wallflowers. Like, if you're going to talk about a guy that had success on his own and had legitimate rock and pop success, I think it's Jacob Dylan.
Okay.
Somebody called and said Wilson Phillips.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
The Mamas and the Papas. Well, they were a legitimate hit. Yeah.
They had a couple of hits.
What, the Mamas and the Papas?
No, I meant Wilson Phillips.
Yeah. They had a nice little ride. But you ain't no Hank Williams. You ain't no Bo Cephas.
It is weird that you can be born on third base like this and we have to search the internet. Yes. You know what I mean?
That's how hard it is to become a touring headlining rock star.
Amen, brother. Amen. All right, let's take a break. Right. Somebody's real quick, I'm sorry. Wait. Tasha brings up Liza Minnelli, who was the daughter of?
Vincent Minnelli.
And
what the hell is her name?
Come on, buddy. You want me to tell you?
Yes.
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
So that's a big one.
That is a huge one.
But it's not
even
much.
She is not Bo Seep.
No, you don't remember when she was doing the thing
for I remember when Hank Williams was in Cabaret.
Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.